107.
Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Test Talks, a podcast dedicated to all things test automation. I'm your host, Joe, from joecolantonio.com. And today, we're going to be talking about API testing using Ready API. But first, let's hear it for our Test Talks exclusive sponsor, Sauce Labs. Today's episode is sponsored by Sauce Labs. Sauce Labs makes test automation awesome. Sauce's cloud-based Selenium Grid helps developers test web and mobile apps across more than 400 browser and OS platforms. Sauce also supports Appium and popular JavaScript unit testing frameworks and integrates with all the top programming languages, test frameworks, and CI systems. With built-in video recording, debugging tools, and secure tunneling for firewall testing, Sauce helps you ship better software faster. Sign up at saucelabs.com with promo code TESTTALKS14 and get 20 hours of automated testing for free. Before we get into the interview, I want to give some quick shout-outs to some of my fellow test talkers who are nice enough to leave comments about Test Talks in iTunes and on the Test Talks blog. So thank you, Heather S., for your iTunes 5-star review and comments. Heather also commented on the quality of the production of the podcast, which I really appreciated because sometimes I feel like I take too long to do the edits on these interviews. So it's really nice to hear when someone notices it. So Heather, I really appreciate that. Talking about sound quality, I recently invested in a new mic preamp to help my sound quality of the show. What's awesome about having Sauce Labs as a sponsor is whenever my wife gives me an evil eye, when Amazon drops off a package on my front door, I'm actually able to say with a straight face that it's a business expense. So thank you, Sauce Labs. Also, Akbar Abedullah has been leaving great comments in my email, on the blog. He also gave my UFT API manifesto book a 5-star review on Amazon. So that was very cool. So thank you, Heather and Akbar. I really appreciate it. Recently, SmartBear released a new API testing tool named Ready API. But I think that like any rebranding effort, things can get a little confusing. So that's why I asked Mike Giller, who is a technical engineer at SmartBear, back on the show to let us know what exactly is Ready API and how we can use it to automate our API tests. Hi, Mike. Welcome back to Test Talks.
Hey, Joe. Thanks. Always glad to be back.
Last time you were on the show in episode 12, we talked about SoapUI and API testing.
Yes.
So today I want to talk more about Ready API and security testing. Before we do, what have you been up to since last time we spoke?
Lots of really good things. So we did introduce Ready API, which is still SoapUI at core. And with the introduction of that, we've done a lot of demos, a lot of touring, announcements. So we did like a cross-channel intro of Ready API. I personally was in Chicago at API Strat conference. There's been another conference in London, and there's been a third conference in, I believe, North Carolina that Lorinda went to. And we did this kind of like multi-geography announcement of Ready API. And ever since then, it's been nonstop demos, traveling, announcements, and content creation. So it's been really busy.
Awesome. So in a nutshell, what is Ready API? Is it a replacement for SoapUI? Is it rebranding? What is it?
It's a bit of both. So at core, it's definitely still SoapUI. And the core of Ready API is SoapUI NG, standing for next generation. And it's SoapUI with test cases, test suites. It's all of the old stuff. So if you have existing projects and test cases in SoapUI, whether it's SoapUI open source, SoapUI Pro, those all get ported and just should run and work and do run and work in Ready API in SoapUI NG. But what we've done is we introduced Ready API as a platform, and then SoapUI NG is the core product. That's the solution. And then in addition to SoapUI NG, we now have other functionality such as LoadUI for load testing, Secure for security testing, and Service V for virtualization, or sometimes we refer to it as mocking, all broken out in different verticals and different solutions as part of the Ready API platform.
Cool. So now when you say platform, is it more like a common IDE that all your other tools will plug into, and eventually all the tools will be able to communicate with one another?
Correct. So it's around API readiness. And even right now, for me, demoing stuff, it changed everything. So now it's more of a cohesive solution. So for example, we have Service V, where I virtualize and stand up my APIs and web services. Then I do functional testing with SOAP UI and G, load testing with load UI, security testing with secure module. We'll add in some additional modules potentially in the future, maybe for monitoring, maybe for other things as well. So it is kind of a core IDE, just all around API quality and API readiness.
Cool. Just want to make sure. So is it an open source tool like SOAP UI, or is it all these other things, extra features that you have to pay for to unlock?
It's a bit of both. So it's not really open source. We don't provide code to it, but it's... If you buy one, so for example, SOAP UI NG has a pro component, which is data-driven testing, which is right-click point-and-click testing that allows you to quickly create JSON path or XPath to refer to different elements. It's a lot of those great features. So if you get one pro component, for example, for SOAP UI NG, the functional testing side of it, you get base functionality for all of the other solutions. So you'll get base load testing, base security testing, and base service virtualization. And then if you add pro components, so you can have, for example, additional pro service virtualization, where you can distribute the verts you have on what we call vert server, and then you can have the base functional testing. Any one of the components can have pro, and if you have any one of the components, you get the base functionality for other pieces of the platform.
So I guess the one I want to focus in on is the security piece. Is this a piece that would be available, say I have a pro version, and this is out of the box, you get secure when you use the platform for Ready API?
Correct. So secure is base functionality for security testing of your APIs. Now, it's actually, and I think a lot of people aren't aware of it, it's actually available in SOAP UI Pro, and it's available in SOAP UI Open Source. So under your test case in SOAP UI Open Source, you had load tests. In addition to your test steps, the functional side, you had load tests, and you had security tests. So now what we've done is we brought it out to the forefront with those tabs and the solutions. So now we broke it out and we offer pretty much to anyone security testing of your APIs. So you can do stuff like SQL injection, XPath injection, fuzzing scans, which are very telling security scan types out of the box with any solution. And at the moment, today at the end of 2014, we only offer secure base. So that's one of the solutions that we don't yet have a pro add-on.
Okay.
But we will definitely develop one and introduce even more great features around secure pro.
Awesome. In the past year, you know, I think you really focused on introducing more functionality for REST testing. And now this seems like you're taking it even a step further. So why do you think API testing is so important that your company is actually heavily investing in it?
The reason that I keep finding is APIs are just technically almost universal. And if you have strong APIs, that's having a strong core that translates into easier integration, easier deployment, easier development of any UI. So, you know, as the browsers keep changing, as the new Windows phones and other mobile devices and other tablets and, I don't know, Google Chromebooks and other devices come through to fruition and gain market share, if you have those core APIs, it's very easy for companies to keep pace with all of these new advances because all of that logic is in APIs, which are completely agnostic to what is being displayed at the user level. So as we're offering different solutions around that, it becomes more about just general quality. So you're absolutely right that, you know, REST is something that we see as being more prominent in the marketplace because of those mobile devices and because, you know, people have slower bandwidth connections on 3G or even slower connections and people want to send in smaller messages. But it becomes much more complicated than that. So for example, in service-oriented architecture, you can have many different components. You pay for some, you're limited by some, you're throttled by others. So another thing in this year, in addition to focusing on REST, is we've done a lot of focus on service virtualization, which can help you basically listen to traffic and mimic and virtualize another API, for example, for Google Maps or Salesforce or whatever that third-party API is, and then bring it in-house, virtualize it, have full control over it, and sort of complete the piece of the puzzle, especially, you know, within your testing environment, you can complete that dependency.
Awesome. I think last time we spoke, that was one of the features you were most excited about, I think, was the service piece.
Absolutely.
So that's now called Service V Pro. Is that the same?
Yes. Okay. So previously it was known as Mock Services.
Okay.
And now they're brought over into Service V. And again, everything that was created before gets reused and just has a fresher usability to it. So people would easier understand how the requests are being matched, what responses are being sent back, how that mapping happens between the two, what actually happens at the transaction trace level, etc.
So it also looks like it enables you to do parallel testing and development and load testing without causing disruptions, I think, is another benefit of it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of benefits. So one of them is you know, potentially prototyping something and standing something up really quick. Another one is basically cloning third-party APIs that you can't control. So for example, if you're integrating with something and you want to slow it down or you want to have it throw random errors for your testing purposes, you know, you can't quite do that with third-party API. But if you virtualize it very easily based on existing traffic, you can have that control. So that's an additional benefit. Those are really the main two, but there's a lot of them.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the virtualization piece is one of the most intriguing features because I can think of some services you have to pay for. Say it was Amazon, and every time you ping it, you get charged money. So this allows you to kind of still be able to test out functionality and yet not incur those costs to testing it if there's a cost associated with that service, I guess.
Exactly. And not only that, but you hit the nail on the head that service virtualization paired with load and performance testing is just a perfect match. Because if you have your web service and your API that depends on another web service, so all of that adds to your transaction time. And you don't know how long Google Maps or how long Salesforce or how long, you know, another integrated API would take. But if you virtualize it and just have it return true, false, something random, then you have full control and you can have it return very fast. Or maybe you want to simulate that slow connection where you've been in Siberia and you want, you know, to add 10-minute latency. So again, that's something you can easily configure under service virtualization.
Excellent. So I know you've been traveling a lot. Like you said, you've been speaking at a bunch of different conferences. You've been going to a bunch of different conferences. Is there one thing you see most people talking about as pain points with API testing or anything that you see in the future Ready API being able to address?
I think virtualization is definitely one of those things that people don't quite know that it can help them. So for example, the last conference I attended for Eurostar over in Dublin, someone came over and they said, well, what we do is aggregate travel information for different airlines, etc. And for people, for websites that don't have an API available, they scrub the website. So they would go to Ryanair or some other travel site and just scrub that website. So what they can actually do is virtualize the website and not, so it's something that they can again bring in-house and have expected result come back. And then they can see what comes back from a scrubbed result. So service virtualization is definitely one of those things that I think if people were more aware of it, they would find that it solves a lot more challenges that they're faced with today. But then another thing that we're kind of keeping on the horizon is different types of protocols. So in addition to the standard HTTP, you know, synchronous and even some async calls and transactions that we can test for, there's a lot of WebSocket and just buffering and streaming level protocols that are gaining traction. So that's another thing where we're keeping a close eye on to hopefully address in the future.
So I'm just looking at the website and I'm just looking, what I think it's great about you guys is you actually have your pricing on there. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It looks pretty affordable for the Service V Pro. I think it's $9.99 a year or something like that. So is there a dojo? Is the dojo open for Ready API? Do you have any documentation out there for it?
So we do have some documentation for Ready API, and Joe, let me send you a link that I'm sure you'll share with everyone. There's a lot of stuff on readyapi.smartbear.com. The dojo was always meant to be tool agnostic,
okay.
And this was even before Ready API was in you know, at conception stage. So it was very fortuitous of us to create that dojo, to be very high level and to just provide best practices, regardless of what tool or scripting or other approaches you may take in your API quality. So as always, that's a great resource. And there's a number of other resources like, I believe, API Academy by Mike Amundsen out there. And there's a lot of other resources that are great just around APIs in general.
I guess what I was most excited about was the security feature. I didn't even realize it was already in the product. So,
Hey, no worries. This is why we broke it out. And, you know, a lot of people go, you know, hey, this is a brand new feature. Yeah, sure.
So have you found that people, when they do use the security feature, that it actually uncovers some things they may not have known about? Have you seen any of that?
Honestly, when I come in, it is basically during the education phase. So at this point, people haven't really uncovered or seen a lot of stuff. They just want to learn more about security. And our security feature is definitely one of the best that's dedicated to APIs. But security, again, this is my personal opinion, it's one of those can of worms. The more you dig, you can spend a very fulfilling profession, you know, your whole career on security of IT, including APIs. So it really depends on how deep you want to dig, right? But definitely for our security feature, it's very easy to set up some tests. And my personal one is FuzzingScan. It should really be named as throw random data into your parameters scan. Because honestly, in, you know, in me kind of playing around with some APIs, what I've done is I've thrown random data against some public APIs, and the results were very telling. So for example, this one API had like a username, password, and then a Boolean for something. It was like, you know, do a search and a search field. And the Boolean must have been something like search against, you know, one database or another. Doesn't quite matter. But what I found was when you throw random ASDF against the Boolean instead of expected true or false, the response came back in about 3 or 4 seconds. So instead of, you know, 100 milliseconds. Knowing that if I was malicious and I wanted to take it a step further, I could have done some denial of service attack with the Boolean being a random number, and then every one of those responses would have been equivalent to 30 regular requests. So, like I said, this security testing will definitely get you far with some basic tests. We'll provide some basic SQL injection, some XPath injection, where again you can provide your own assertions on what should not be the expected result. And for example, if a session ID comes back when you're fulfilling SQL injection to hopefully, you know, break SQL executed behind the scenes, that should not happen. And that's something very easy that you can test.
Is there a plugin framework also, I think, now with Ready API that allows you to extend that so you can add functionality that's not there out of the box if they need it?
Correct. So there is a plugin manager that we've added to the latest version of SOAP UI Pro and Ready API. And our genius developers made the plugin framework very easy to extend and have it work with all of the latest versions. So as we keep coming up with latest versions, so we came out with Ready API last Thursday, I believe, version 1.1. All of the old plugins still work, still, you know, you can still manage them, update them, install them, uninstall them real time on the fly without rebooting your Ready API platform. So you're right. We definitely have that available. Lately, we've been using it extensively to partner with partners like Threescale, MuleSoft, Apiary to develop plugins that consume their API descriptions. But we've also extended some base functionality. So for example, we introduced search capability at project level, and that is available to our users as a plugin.
Oh, that's cool, because the search is really handy. I know I have a manager that always asks me about searching in some projects, so that sounds like an awesome feature there.
Yeah, so if you go in the latest, if you have latest SOAP UI Pro or Ready API, you can click on Plugin Manager, Browse Plugin Repository, and install one of the available plugins we have. Another thing that I may not have called out is our Ready API, and especially the SOAP UI NG Pro, that gives you access to all of the other solutions based solutions is available for all of our existing SOAP UI Pro customers. So pretty much if you Google Ready API download, download that, and if you have active Ready API, you can have active Ready, if you have active SOAP UI Pro, you can download and install Ready API and use it even in parallel. It's not going to override or delete your SOAP UI Pro, so you can use SOAP UI Pro, SOAP UI NG, Ready API in parallel.
Cool. I guess I'm already getting confused, though. So
sorry.
Eventually, will these names be simplified? Because someone, I have SOAP UI Pro. Is it the same as SOAP UI NG when I use it in Ready API? I currently see people asking weird questions like that.
So here's the simplest answer I can give. Ready API has everything that SOAP UI Pro has and then some.
Okay.
And that's really the future. Okay, so we provided an upgrade path for all of the existing customers who use SOAP UI Pro onto SOAP UI NG Pro within the Ready API platform. And in the future, with all of additional features, so for example, in version 1.1, we put in a wizard for data-driven testing setup. So now you can easily configure it for many different parameters through a very, clear wizard. So all of that is available in Ready API. One great feature, again, I'm not sure if you've seen that, is if you resort to Groovy scripting, either in your event filters, in your Groovy scripts, in your setup scripts, anywhere, we've now added in code completion.
Oh, cool.
Or IntelliSense. So you can see all of the methods and variables and parameters within the methods available to you, and you can use that to autocomplete and to just generate scripts much faster than before.
Well, that's awesome. I've downloaded it, but I haven't done enough with it yet. So that's great to know. I think that's probably a feature that a lot of people have been asking for too.
Absolutely. I literally ran around the office telling all of my sales guys about this and all of my marketing and not necessarily technical people who didn't quite get why it's awesome. But hopefully, Joe, you understand. And code completion just made my life and a lot of people's lives a lot easier for Groovy scripting.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it almost sounds like it's a really great API type IDE almost now. It's what it's going to become.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. And that's definitely the future, is we want our users to be within the Ready API platform and to solve all of their needs. So if they want to spin up from their functional test, they want to say, well, what happens if I generate, 1,000 users from Asia hitting my APIs? You'll be able to do that very shortly, pretty much in January timeframe. You'll spin up load UI, create a load test, distribute that in Asia, whatever geography you want, up in the cloud or over in load UI agent, and find out the answer whether your API stands up.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely love the vision of having one place to go for all your API needs, and you don't have to jump between different products almost. It's all within that one IDE. I think that's definitely going to be awesome. Especially when they start integrating more with one another. I guess down the road, you definitely have more of that integration going on, which would be really helpful.
And that's another thing down the roadmap is, in very early 2015, Load UI Pro will migrate over into the Ready API platform as well. So yeah, so as you said, we'll keep on integrating and putting more and more features into the platform. So it'll be one download, one extensibility through different solutions, different plugins, etc.
Very cool. So, Mike, is there anything else that you want to go over that's new that I didn't cover or you think people would really like to know about or you think it's going to be really helpful?
There's a couple of new test steps. So for everyone using functional testing, there's a test step now for XML RPC that can create that call out of the box. There's a test step to send email as part of your automated test case execution. There's three new test steps: file wait, property wait, and create file. Those three steps could be used for asynchronous testing. So for example, if you kick off an operation and that does something to run for 30 seconds, maybe 3 minutes, we don't know how long, but at the end, some property will be updated. We can wait for that property to be updated or for the file to be created and then proceed with other steps. So instead of just having a timeout of 10 minutes, for example. There's code completion, there's a lot of existing features that previously you had to click through maybe 5 different clicks that are now available up in the tab. There's the environments feature where you can configure your connection to different environments. So to your dev, hopefully different dev environments, UAT, staging, production, well, maybe not production, but definitely, you know, QA and other environments. But that is more than just changing the endpoint. That can be also changing your security, your authentication types, your database connection. So if you're doing real-time checks against the backend, you can change that in the environment as well, just by changing, you know, instead of look, point to my dev and look behind the scenes at the database, now point to my staging and also look behind the scenes at the staging database. There's events feature, which again, we had before, but basically that allows you to kick off events at any stage in the process. So anytime you send a request, you can kick off an event. Anytime before you run a test case, you can kick off an event. So for example, you want to add some custom HTTP header. You can do that with two or three lines in the event for every outgoing request. Or if you want to mask some data that comes back, maybe you're testing credit cards and some credit card information comes back, but you don't want the number shown, you can add an event to mask the credit card information.
Well, that's
so
awesome.
Again, yeah, and very easy to create reusable setup scripts, teardown scripts for your environment. So it's really cool functionality there.
And that's called that's the masking feature?
So that's something you can do with events. But that's something that you can easily configure with an event to say, anytime I get a response, look for example, credit card element, and then change the values there to asterisks.
Sweet. So I can actually see that if you're dealing with a third-party API, and maybe their format they're looking for is slightly different than when you're getting back from another API.
Right.
On the fly, you can switch it over to the right format before you even send it. So that's awesome. And I really like the send email option. I mean, that sounds small, but... I mean, something like that, rather than programming and hacking it around, just having that already built in, I think it's going to be a big time saver.
Yeah, and for example, that may pair well, really well with regression testing. So if you set up a test case that goes through all of your items and does something, maybe gets inventory, right? You can get that information in the email and then have an email sent to you nightly or weekly, and then you can get an email in your inbox to find out the inventory. So yeah, there's definitely a huge use case for that.
Before we go, is there one piece of actionable advice you can give someone who's starting off using Ready API? And what is the best way to find out more about Ready API?
The best way to actually find out more is download a trial. It's very easy to find it if you don't yet have it. If you have SOAP UI Pro, download Ready API and try to use that. Again, it's an upgrade path where we are not going to override your SOAP UI Pro. So if you're still familiar with SOAP UI, SOAP UI Pro, have that running, but also trial Ready API, because honestly, in my experience, I have not heard anyone say that anything negative about it, and people love it. So hopefully you'll find that intuitive as well. Pay attention to the tab, which has common actions and common things you may do and set up. So all of the environments, events, functionality that I mentioned is out there. If you have any questions, definitely Google. But one source that I found is readyapi.smartbear.com. That's probably the best website for documentation for it. And then another thing is we have starter pages in Ready API. So when you launch it, there's a start homepage that will launch. And within that, you can install sample projects and just see how those sample projects are configured for security testing, for virtualization. So you can definitely browse within that same project between different tabs and see that functionality in play and in action.
Thank you, Mike, for your Ready API automation awesomeness. For links to this and everything else of value that we covered in this episode, head on over to testtalks.com/37. While you're there, make sure to click on the More Info link under the Sauce Labs exclusive sponsor section to learn more about Sauce Labs' awesome Test Talks exclusive discount. And that's it for this episode of Test Talks. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.